Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, can we prove the existence of God? To understand how this is actually possible, we can go look at our scriptural philosophy and see that there are three types of evidence or three types of proof. We call it pratyaksh praman. Praman means proof or evidence. Pratyaksh praman, anuman praman, and Shabda Praman. So Pratyaksh means it's visible right there in front of you. So when you perceive something with your five senses, you have your own direct experience of the existence of that thing, so you have the direct proof of its existence. That is Pratyaksh Praman. Anuman Praman is a way of deducing the existence of something according to a logical set of steps, such as, where there's smoke, there's fire. What this means is that you may see in the distance some smoke, but you can't see flames. You can't see the fire. However, you know that there cannot be smoke unless there is a fire. So you say, there's a fire over there, even though you have no pratyaksh praman of that fire's existence. So this is called anuman praman. You deduce the existence of something. And then you have Shabda Praman, which is like testimonial evidence. Someone else who has seen the existence of that thing tells you about it, and then you accept their word. When it comes to God, we also have these three types of proof. There are those who have seen God. They have had Pratyaksh Praman. We call them saints, God-realized saints. They followed the path to God. They became surrendered to God, and with God's grace, they got divine senses and divine mind, and they directly experienced and are experiencing God all the time now, 24 hours a day. So they see Him, hear Him, touch Him. They can experience Him with all of their five senses. So they get Pratyaksh Praman. We do not have Pratyaksh Praman because we have not followed the path to God and we do not have divine senses. But we can deduce the existence of God. For example, we can look at this amazing universe and see that although it's endless and has endless variation, it's all functioning in a very systematic way, from the level of a cell to the level of galaxies and clusters of galaxies, which all move in endless unity, and everything is controlled by some unseen power or intelligence. So we can deduce that there must be some supreme personality behind all of this. This is Anuman Praman. But of course, many people will not be satisfied with Anuman Praman alone. They will say, I want to have Pratyaksh Praman. Before we talk about that, let's look at the third type of Praman, Shabda Praman. In other words, someone says, I have seen God, so I know God exists, and I'm telling you, even though you haven't seen God, that God does exist. So if you take that person's word, that is Shabda Praman. This also happens in the world. For instance, you may have never been to Switzerland, but you know about Switzerland because people have told you that Switzerland exists. So you say, oh yes, I've seen it described in books. I've spoken to someone who has been to Switzerland, so I believe Switzerland exists. But you yourself have no pratyaksh praman of the existence of Switzerland, yet you still believe. So you're taking shabda praman as an evidence. We can also do the same thing with God, but not as a blind faith. Meaning, if I choose to accept God's existence based on the fact that thousands and thousands of saints have described their experience of meeting God, and it's written in hundreds of scriptures that God does exist, I'm not just accepting that for no reason. I have a reason. That's my first step on the path to God. I want to get that pratyaksh praman. I want to actually experience God directly. But for that to happen, first I have to accept God's existence. then I can also perform the same experiment that all those previous great saints performed, and I will reproduce the same results that they got, and I will get to see God for myself. Jai Shri Radhe.